This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Hamas on Monday to swiftly accept Israel's latest and, quote, extraordinarily generous proposal for a Gaza truce to secure a release of hostages. Hamas negotiators were expected to meet Qatari and Egyptian mediators in Cairo Monday to deliver a response to the phased truce proposal Israel presented over the weekend. And AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on deaths following an Israeli airstrike on Gaza.
Israeli airstrikes on the southern Gaza city of Rafah have killed over 20 people, including 6 women and 5 children. Palestinian health officials say one of the children killed in the strikes overnight into Monday was just 5 days old. Israel has regularly carried out airstrikes on Rafah since the start of the war and has threatened to send in ground troops, saying Rafah is the last major Hamas stronghold in the coastal enclave. Over 1 million Palestinians have sought refuge in the city on the Egyptian border. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meantime, World Economic Forum ministers slam some Western countries for their slow responses to human rights violations in Gaza. In a panel at the forum, Ethiopia's finance minister Ahmed Shid Mohammed says global institutions must address the crisis in Gaza, which he says threatens a new optimism that was emerging in the Middle East.
It is catastrophic. We believe it has to end. The humanitarian situation is dire. The world has to stand to that. And durable peace has to prevail. And the region is such a very important region for the global solidarity, for global peace, for global cooperation.
And dozens of people are killed when a dam bursts in Kenya as the East African country battles heavy rains and floods. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. NATO's chief has made some comments on the Russia-Ukraine war. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
NATO's chief says alliance countries haven't followed through on what they promised to Ukraine in time. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that serious delays in support have meant serious consequences on the battlefield for Ukraine. Ukrainian troops had to make a tactical retreat from 3 villages where Russian forces have been making gains. Ukraine and its Western partners are trying to release new military aid that can help check the Russian advance across eastern areas. Russia is a far bigger country than Ukraine, with greater resources to draw on. Stoltenberg said more weapons and ammunition for Ukraine are on the way, including Patriot missile systems to defend against the heavy Russian barrages that smash into the power grid in urban areas. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Scotland's leader Humza Yousaf resigned on Monday, further opening the door to the UK opposition Labour Party regaining ground in its former Scottish heartlands during a national election expected to be held later this year. Yousaf said he was quitting as head of the pro-independence Scottish National Party and First Minister of Scotland's devolved government after a week of chaos triggered by his scrapping of a coalition agreement with Scotland's Greens. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said on Monday he had decided to stay in office after days of publicly weighing his future, generating relief among leftist allies, exasperation among the public, and ridicule from his opponents. Shouting could be heard on Madrid streets when Sanchez made his announcement in a televised address, bringing an abrupt close to a 5-day drama since he said last week that he was retreating from public duty to decide whether to quit. AP correspondent Jennifer King now reports on a case of HIV transmission at a U.S. medical spa.
Many cosmetic procedures like Botox and lip filler injections are delivered with needles. Now the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting its first documented cases of HIV transmitted through unsterile needles used for cosmetic procedures. 3 women were diagnosed after visiting an unlicensed New Mexico medical spa that apparently reused disposable equipment. An investigation was launched in 2018 after state health officials were notified that a woman in her 40s had tested positive for HIV after receiving a procedure at the clinic, a so-called vampire facial. The CDC report said the investigation showed how important it is to require infection control practices and proper record keeping at businesses that offer cosmetic procedures involving needles. The spa was shut down and the owner was prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.